Well, Eddie, you came here and won a different type of game 2 weeks ago. Were there similarities today in terms of the way that you had to deal with Rotherham early on?
Yeah, I think that the parallels were that they pressed us well and they tried to knock our rhythm, and it took us probably a little bit quicker to get control. It took us about half an hour. I think the FA Cup game took us about 40 minutes. Once we did get control, it was never a really open game where there was a lot of chances for either side, but when the moments came, we had to take them, and we did that.
They'll feel aggrieved, of course, that you went in at half-time, but there's never a bad time to score, but that's a particularly good one to score, isn't it?
Why would they have felt aggrieved?
Well, they were hopping around and the manager was trying to get to the referee at half-time. That's one for them to answer. I'm not quite sure why.
Well, nor do I. I don't get it. So unless someone can tell me why there was so much commotion and fuss, you know, it baffles me, really.
In terms of the goal, though, I mean, what a great boost going into the half-time interval.
Well, you have to score different goals, and if there has been a criticism of our attacking play, maybe set plays, I think they've improved as the season's gone on, but maybe we haven't scored enough from like wide free kicks and other situations. But today we did, and Tommy got his head on one, and it sometimes takes that to kickstart you and win a game. And really pleased for Tommy. He's deserved that. He's been excellent for us this season, and it's nice to get a goal.
It's taken him 9 months, so I'm sure he's pretty pleased personally to get that one off his back, isn't he?
Well, I think you do need people to chip in from all avenues. I mean, Cookie's got a couple, and it's good to see Tommy on the score sheet. And it's a pivotal win for us, and everyone's played their part in that.
Callum scored some spectacular team goals this season, but doesn't matter how they go in, he was in the right place to profit on some good work from a couple of his teammates.
Yeah, I mean, I think as a team we've scored some spectacular goals. Not today, it was two scrappy goals from our perspective, but I think you take them just as you do the others, because Callum was there when needed, the right place, right time, left-footed finish. And I'm pleased for him, because I thought the two centre-forwards today, Brett and Callum, worked absolutely tirelessly to stop Rotherham playing and generating any control themselves. So I'm really pleased with them for their work rate just as much as the finish.
These character-building type of games for the likes of Callum, because the crowd were onto him all afternoon, feeling he was making the most of situations and things.
Yeah, I don't think just for Callum, I think for everybody. They're character-building games that if you're not fully focused and prepared to work hard and roll your sleeves up, this could have been a really difficult game today. And I think we've come here twice and shown how professional we are, how much we want to win every game, and we've gone home with the points today, which is a great response to the setback last week.
And I saw you pointing sort of to your heads in terms of concentration and keeping your heads to your players towards the end, whereas the crowd were getting a bit more Millwall-esque, weren't they, in terms of feeling it wasn't their day.
Well, I've seen Rotherham a number of times, and I know that the game's never won at 2-0. If they'd have scored one with 10, 15 minutes to go, it would have been a really difficult late passage of the game for us. So all I was trying to tell the lads was, although we had a 2-goal lead, don't take liberties, because Steve's brought a strong team together who never give up. So that's why it was even more imperative we didn't give them anything.
I don't want to go on too much about the histrionics, but I know you and Steve always speak very highly of each other in terms of the mutual jobs you've done. But what do you make of all the dramatics on the touchline? Because it's quite a bit much sometimes, isn't it?
Well, it's two totally different styles. I like to let the referee manage the game and let my players play the game. But that's not a criticism of Steve. He has his own unique style. He is successful. He's a manager that wins games. You look at his record and his promotions on his CV. So I'm not going to knock him for it. It works for him. Thankfully, the referee was strong today, and I thought he had a good game.
This is your, I think I'm right in saying, eighth clean sheet away from home this season. That's quite an impressive statistic.
Yeah, the number of wins we've had has been great this season on the road. We've been very strong. I think we pose a threat going forward, as we know we can do. And I think we've defended well at times. And I think today was as I say, looking back at the Norwich game, it was a big win for us today. We were under no illusions that this was a big game in our season. So hopefully that sets us up now for Leeds, which is going to be another tough assignment for us at a hostile atmosphere. So we'll look forward to that game.
Goalkeeping situation, again, it never rains, it pours. First of all, Lee Camp, who came in and looked like he might have to come off at one point. Is he okay?
Yeah, he said he felt a bit of tightness in his calf, whether that was cramp or whether that was maybe potentially a strain. We don't know at this moment in time, so We'll have a look at him in the coming days and see how he is. Arthur missed out today through a neck injury, so it's important Campy came in and showed all his experience, and I thought he was faultless for us today.
Would Arthur have a chance of being back for Tuesday?
I don't know. At this moment in time, we'll wait and see.